So, you know, just little, you know, just little steps like that. What are you actually doing to produce that revenue? And if we're looking at a station where everything is flat, or things have been decreasing, or things are increasing, like if you're projecting increased revenue, like at BAI, which we're doing, you know, I will outline these are the steps that we're doing in order to justify why our income will be so much higher than it was for you know, the first few drives in 2009, and where our income will be at probably the same level as the last two drives. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
Have we seen the WBAI draft budget yet?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here, and Bertold and Sean Rose and I are working it as we speak. I am multitasking here with Bertold. Thank you for asking.
Okay, great. It will be easier for us to kind of understand how your initiatives are working if we can go through the budget discussion.
Chair, can I ask that Campbell, is Campbell there?
Yes.
If you can send me the document that you say you would share with me.
Surely.
Please.
Also, I wanted to mention something that we developed for this year. I talked with Grigsby earlier, 1st of July, I believe, and about what his interests were insofar as fundraising for the year. And he had specifically stated things that wouldn't require substantial output from the station. And working with that thought, and he was particularly interested in a project that we had done at the Washington Historical Society with Dick Gregory, and how that resulted very positively. What I developed was a revenue strategy that I believe I'd shared with the Finance Committee several months ago, and would certainly be delighted to both, you know, share it with, resend that, and to send it to, you know, provide you with it as well, with that, so that what I did was I reviewed the kinds of questions and issues that come up in NFC discussions pertaining to fundraising and the justification of it, and what are the benefits, and how do, you know, comparing what happened last year, how are you going to be able to do this particular projection that you're speaking about, and added into that some of the other requirements that we have insofar as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, as well as addressing some of the issues that we have pertaining to the Pacifica mission, and on a month-by-month basis provided documentation on this, and, you know, be delighted to share this with the committee and with you, Lucette.
Thank you.
So both of those things will be forthcoming.
Thanks. Thank you, Campbell. Okay, folks, I believe this section of discussion has been informative, but a little off topic because we're supposed to be reviewing budgets. Now, it seems that we've gone through KPFA's budget, and people have got a few questions, and I'll send the rest to Brian so he knows all of our concerns. And
I'll just run the punch list real quick and make sure I've got what I need. Lavarne wants some kind of narrative on the listener support revenues. I volunteered to update our fund drive history showing days in drive and how they're forecast for next year. I'm going to confirm that the FSRN increase is in the budget, and if not, put it in. Grace wanted to know what's included besides Arbitron under other programming expense. Jamie, you're going to email me specific questions from the development section?
Yeah, basically one question: What is the reason for the increase in development expenses? I can look in the assumptions page, but that's my concern.
Yeah, it's a big one. And make sure the Heath payback money's in there.
Yes. Yeah, that's basically it.
We'll get cracking on it.
Okay, thank you. So then the next budget, we can move along to KPFK, Grace, if you would like to walk us through it.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Did Efren send the latest incarnation of that budget, or are we talking about the one I sent you?
I'm talking about the one that you sent me. Is that a good one for us to look at?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, did everybody receive that from me? I think it was yesterday.
All right, let me find it.
Yes, I mailed it yesterday.
Yesterday was Monday, right?
That's right.
Is this KPFT budget template FY 2010 updated September 11, 2009?
No, this is KPFK.
KPFK, uh-huh.
Budget template FY 2010 as of August 24th.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's all open up that little spreadsheet.
Find it, but...
So this doesn't have a 12-month comparison yet.
What time did you send it? You didn't send it
11/28 Eastern.
You didn't send it to me, though, did you?
I sent it to Nat Finance Com. You want me to forward it to you?
Oh, no. You sent it to the National Finance Committee?
Yeah, I just sent what you sent me.
Yeah, I see.
I have here... There was an scanning the file.
Guys, I'm looking at this. It looks like it's only got 10 months of actual in the comparison column, not a full 12-month comparison. I don't know how we can have a good discussion until we're comparing a full year to a full year.
Year to date.
I can't open mine.
I see what you're saying. We only have year-to-date July 2009. Well, you know, it's almost impossible to figure out the income line because of the fact that our fund drive is straddling two fiscal years, September and October. Our fund drive started today. So... having the actuals, it could be a considerable difference in the income based on this fund drive. It could be $100,000 or $200,000. Well, I hope not a $200,000 variable unless it's on to the upside. But it'd be very difficult right now to get those actuals for 2009.
Right. What we asked the units to do a few meetings back was to take 10 months. I guess at this point you'd have 11 months of actuals because August is closed, and do a forecast for the remainder so that we could compare 12 months to 12 months.
Yeah. Well, there are, I see fiscal year 2009, we have August and September. Are you saying we don't have the back months?
No, the way this document works is it creates best guesses based on your assumption on what your revenues are going to be and your expenses are going to be in June, July, August, and September, because it's built to be a budget template that you're using in May or toward the end of May. So those aren't actual numbers for July and August over there. They're formula-generated numbers, and they probably diverge from your actuals at this point.
Right.
Or certainly did. So, you know, all the stations have been missing their first version. KPFT came back with 12 months. KPFA's come back with 12 months. I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to have a productive conversation until that data gets dropped in here. Maybe we should move on to KPFT and see if we can approve it. They've addressed our issues and get that prepared updated here.
There was some back and forth today also between Efren and Anthony, so there might be some changes as well. I think there were a few things that should have been in here that I thought were yesterday, but may not have been put in. Like that $300,000 for the heat payback, heat endowment payback. So, yeah, I think KPFT is probably closer to done.
Okay, well, let's dig that one up. So we're going to postpone KPFK till we get a version with the 12-month comparable.
And who's going to follow up on making sure they know that needs to go in there?
I already followed up on that.
Okay, so you're working...
just haven't gotten the adjusted one.
Okay, so you're working with Efren on this.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, well then, so it's on to KPFT. So, let's see here. I also...
Jamie, this is Susan.
Yes, Susan.
Let me just comment quickly. Don't know if Alberto is going to make it back onto the call. Dwayne received the adjusted budget last night, and we had a local finance committee meeting from 6 to 7 this afternoon. There were some questions that we have that we were not able to answer. Markeisha, our business manager, was not at the meeting, and some of the notes that she made did not seem to correspond to the lines in the chart. But I think that we have got answers for most of the questions raised. However, we still have a couple of questions ourselves.
Okay. Are you guys, is your finance committee happy with this budget, as far as you know?
We have a couple of issues that are at question.
What issues were those?
Hang on a minute, and it might be. I don't mean to cause us all a problem, but
net
results after capital shown on this budget is negative $13,832. So
okay.
This budget is not in balance, and we discussed changes in. In some of the items that would frankly bring us back to balance that we think are realistic, such as the amount, what's shown under craft, fair, and other events is $47,000.
Okay, can you tell me which line that is?
We're saying that is 15, and it was previously listed under 14, exactly. So that's a reclassification issue. We think that we have, already demonstrated an ability to achieve that because if we got 55 under 2009. We think that 60 is a reasonable goal because it's our 40th anniversary and because we have we have several events that we've already run before, and so we know what the elements are that that takes to do them and for them to be successful.
Okay.
So that is one change we would make. Hang on a minute. Let me pull my stuff. Blah, blah, blah. We wanted to confirm that board expenses, which go up by $10,000 over the 08 audited and by $18,000 over the 09 forecast, 36.2, whether that is realistic, and is that showing, is that including essentially 2 years' worth of election?
Yeah, that's a good point, Susan. My suspicion is that increase is overly generous, and I will tell you my logic. Other people might have a different point of view. I think the bulk of the current election, the bulk of the cost for the current election should fall into the 2009 to the 09 fiscal year. You know, we have the mailing is a large chunk, and at least half of the salary and the printing all fall in prior to October 1st. So,
well, we are, I'm not sure that our forecast is correct.
This budget seems to assume that half of the costs fall into the starting year and half the costs for a given election fall into the first fiscal year and half the costs fall into the second fiscal year. But my suspicion is that assumption is not correct, that actually most of the costs fall into the first fiscal year. So there's not going to be, you can assume that you're going to have $18,000 definitely in the next fiscal year, plus whatever the remainder is for the current election, but it's just less than $18,000.
I mean,
they did work this out, but somehow it didn't seem quite right to me.
So I think we figured that we may have another 8 or 10 right there. Now, we would, however, in line 32 with community events, we think that 13,006 is low and that that should be up to about 25.
Okay, hold on. Let me just notate these. So line 32, the community event expenses is too low.
Right. So line 28 is too high and line 32 is too low.
Hello.
This on budget FY210 sheet?
Yeah.
Okay, I have community event expenses on line 31.
That's very interesting. You must have a. Are you sure you're on the cash flow? You're on the budget, not the cash flow?
Yes, it's budget FY2010.
Okay, let me just send this to you one more time.
Okay, this is what I got off the NFC mailing. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. I don't know. It's cell U31 on budget FY2010.
What number do you have in there?
21,525.
Yeah, that's definitely a different number. This is the latest budget.
Let me see if there's a different. Let me look.
Because we have in cell U32, 22,243.
Let me bring up another one. Okay, I seem to have more than one thing in here. Let me see if...
It's an avalanche of budgets.
Oh, yeah. All very close in time to each other. Okay, so budget FY2010. Oh.
The one that I'm looking at says updated September 11, 2009.
Right. Okay, that's what I have here. So line 32. Okay, I think, yeah, 13,600 is T32.
So you think, Susan, that line 32 is too low by, should it be the same as this year's forecast?
Actually, we'd like to put it at 25.
It should be 25, okay.
Because because of the 40th anniversary, we're going to be working on more ambitious events.
Okay, and then you're thinking save 8K or whatever in the board expenses?
Yep.
Okay, I need to look at that. I was looking at that, the explanation of that number last time, and I haven't fully looked at it. But I think you might have something there. Okay.
Brian here?
Okay, you want to wait till, is it on this board expense thing?
Oh, no, it's on the KPFT budget.
Okay, are you through?
Susan?
Yeah.
Let me mention one other thing that is seriously not making sense to us, and that is lines 75 and 120, which we believe have to do with bank charges. And if you combine it, 75 is $1,800 this year with $21,000 last year.
Right.
120 is 20,000 this year and 18,000 last year.
Yes.
So you basically have 22,000 this year versus 40,000 last year. And we were understanding that the last version of our budget, we put in something like 38. So we're a little mystified about what this is.
Right. We actually queried that the last time, and we got an answer, but I didn't understand the answer, to be frank.
What was the row again?
It's 75 and 120.
There's credit card fee comes in on 120, and there's another bank charge. I don't actually understand what the other bank charge. Well, actually, it was explained or some for money transfers around. There's another charge, but I don't know.
I saw something in the KPFT correspondence about that, but it wasn't clear who wrote it.
It would have been
probably be several authors.
Yeah. Okay, we can look at that correspondence. Okay, so that's what you guys came up with at your meeting tonight, Susan?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's helpful. Okay,
so, you know, we've got some ups and downs on all of this that we would like to confirm, but we believe that we have brought ourselves into balance.
Okay, well, let's see what the deal is with those bank charges.
Got it.
Okay. Okay, Efren Rudge, this is the answer to our query. A drop in bank charges of $20,000 is forecast. And Efren writes, this is for Duane and Marquisa. Normally, bank charges are in the range of less than $500 a month for KPFK, whose transactions are a lot more voluminous than KPFT. I would guess that Marquisa happened to record under bank charges some accounts that properly belong in credit card discount fees. And Marquisa responds, but they don't really answer the question. Efren, because I guess I didn't write the query right. Efren, your assumption is correct. Credit card discount fees are currently being reported on line 74. The new budget, they're broken down into line items 74 and line 121.
And those numbers are wrong.
Yeah,
the lines
well,
are wrong.
Well, it seems like in the current year, you have bank charges in both lines.
Yeah, I think that's true, but what I'm saying is it's not 74, it's 75, and it's 120, not 121. So that was,
well, this is from an older... This is the budget we had last time.
Exactly.
So why don't we get a better answer to that?
Exactly.
You have to get the actuals corrected, right? Because otherwise its summing is $40,000 compared to $20,000 in next year's budget.
Exactly.
We have to confirm that there's an error in the actuals to support that.
So in other words, we were unable to get answers to all the questions that we had. However, we did confirm that the debt assessment, the debt repayment assessment for the larger amount was taken out.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Well, so you're asking us to...
Alberto and everybody maybe sort of missed at me, but I would prefer that we get conclusions about those numbers and then come back and ask for approval at the coming NFC meeting.
That's fine with me.
It's Brian here. I think probably if we have any other questions we want addressed, we should raise them now so they can all be addressed and we can...
Sounds good.
Rubber stamp it at our next meeting.
Sounds good.
I did have one question, which is getting back to what we were talking about, how we're showing the debt repayment. There's this added line that's not in our general ledger that's additional listener support, comma, debt retirement.
Oh,
right.
That's still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
Yes, it is, but it's for the amount that was approved for the Heath repayment.
Well, here's my question. There seems to be a double dipping problem. If you're adding fundraising to pay off the national office, then you're paying the national office 20% of what you raise because it's listener support. Then you're paying them the full amount of the remainder. It seems like you're paying them 120% of what you owe towards the Heath gift.
That's an excellent point, and Brian, we hadn't thought about that, and I think that is, you know, we're the first ones who are kind of running through what this looks like, and I think you're absolutely right. I would like to raise that with our own finance committee about whether this represents a double dip. And also, obviously, the fund drive amount is higher than the payment because there is the expectation of reduced fulfillment. So, you know, I think that's very valuable, and that's one of the things I think we'd like to add to our list of talking about.
It does appear that Central Services is assessed on that additional listener support. It seems, if anything, you know, would if we didn't assess essential services on that extra 11,000 with that. Why is that 11,000? Because your share of the Heath thing is only 8,000.
That's to reflect fulfillment.
Oh, gotcha. Well,
no, it wouldn't be fulfillment because this line is filled. I think it would reflect your expenses associated with premiums, credit card fees, and billing.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So that's what you have to show in fulfilled money and central services. That's what you have to show in fulfilled money to get enough net.
Okay. Maybe
Keith.
Well, what?
But so I mean, it seems to me that if stations are paying the Heath money out of central services, then the amount of money that they repay on the Heath should be exempt from central services.
Yeah, that would make sense to me.
Otherwise, you have a double haircut.
Mm-hmm. Would
because
it help?
Right now, central services are being assessed on money that's going
100% to the national office.
So how about, would it make sense for us to have a motion to that effect that is similar to what we did with the, regarding the repayment of debt?
You could have a motion saying, please adjust budgets so that central services are not assessed on additional listener support needed to repay the Heath Endowment.
Great.
I think it would be to exempt from central services an amount of listener support equal to the Heath payment.
Right.
The Heath payment and associated costs. Because so you, if it were that way, then we would only exempt from central services in this budget $8,250. I mean, we can do
right,
that.
But they would be able to drop that additional listener support line because they don't have to add 20% central services on top of their amount.
Oh, right. Oh, how confusing. Okay, yes, that's a good idea. Okay, so say what did you say there again? I'm sorry.
It would be to, in fiscal year 2010, to exempt from social services the amount of listener support equivalent to each unit. Heath payback obligation.
Second.
An amount equivalent to each unit payback obligation for the Heath Endowment. Heath Endowment payback obligation. One issue is that payback. You would only want to exempt essential services if they actually paid the money back.
Upon payment.
Upon payment, yes. Upon payment. Okay.
I'm sorry, this is LeVar, I'm back. I had to step away. In fact, I was actually working on the plan, on the budget. What is this?
We have a special motion we're going to add into each budget, $50,000 charge. No, we have a
motion. Oh, that's for LeVar's salary at BAI.
Right. For a special gift. No, we're concerned that in the KPFT budget there's a line, additional listener support for debt retirement.
Uh-huh.
It appears that that money is basically what's going to be paid for to pay back the Heath Endowment.
Uh-huh.
It appears that central services are assessed on that income line. We believe that central services should not be assessed on the amount of listener support equivalent to what the station is going to pay back. So, for example, KPFT shouldn't have to pay central services on the 8250 they're going to pay back to the national office.
Of course not. Why would someone do that?
Okay, well, in the budget, it seems like it is.
Okay, no, we'll have to. I'll have Efren to that's just a little minor thing. We'll have to get him to not calculate it on there. That's okay. But I don't think we need a motion. I'll just have him do it and, you know,
well,
take that
great.
Out.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's no,
yeah.
I mean, a motion is fine. Is there any objection to this among the community?
No objection.
Well, yeah, I think it's unnecessary. I mean, we'll just have him make sure that he does that. The calculation that takes that doesn't calculate it on a payback of the loan.
I think it's always better to have things in writing.
I think it's redundant, and it's. I mean, if there's a slip on the formula, I don't think we need a motion to correct every slip on the formula that he might have in this template. It's a whole new template. It's a developing. It's a living developing template on the budget.
Okay, well, I actually prefer the motion. It's not even redundant, though it may be. It probably wouldn't be the first redundant thing that we've ever done. So, and then we're going to get to your special gift. No.
Can I read what I have?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I have. In fiscal year 2010, to exempt from central services the amount of listener support, an amount equal to each unit payback obligations to the HEAF endowment upon payment. Equivalent.
Okay, does everybody understand what this means?
The HEAF endowment is the thing that caused the uproar some weeks ago.
Uproar, which thing? No, we have an uproar every week.
An uproar.
We didn't ask a question.
That was a furor.
That HEAF endowment is what caused the confusion about whether we were raiding KPFA or not. Is that the thing we're talking about again?
No, it's a different. Well, it's a related thing. The HEAF endowment is the way that we paid back our line of credit from Wells Fargo, which was due August 1st.
All right,
what we
okay.
did was take borrow money from a restricted fund,
all
held
right,
it in
right.
escrow office. Now we're paying
I
it back
because
we're
understand.
Good citizens and we do not run up debt.
This is the loan that was never paid
I
back. In,
I understand.
This is the loan that was never paid back in 2009, but we're paying it back to ourselves over the next 3 years.
Okay, so does everybody understand what this is saying? Are there any objections to this?
I abstain.
You abstain?
I abstain, too, because it doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, I abstain.
Okay, well, Paul, why don't you call the roll then?
We need to stop this nitpicking nonsense.
Okay, 1 second while I... All right, and I've got the wrong template. 1 second, please. Okay, almost called another committee's role here. All right, do people need the motion reread or anything?
No.
If not. Grace Aaron.
No, in concern for the mental health of the National Office
staff. Okay,
and
no.
Wanda Dixon. Mental health.
Folks, we're taking a vote, vote here.
Rhonda Dixon? Not here. Brian Edwards Seifert.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Lizette King.
It's going to happen anyway, no.
Alberto Loera.
Nonsense.
R. Paul Martin. Yes. Jamie Ross.
Yes.
LaVarne Williams.
Oh, no. Thank you, and thank you for being concerned about my mental health. No!
Susan Young. Susan Young?
Yes. Can you hear me, R. Paul?
I heard you.
Great.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Reno.
Okay, thank you. So this is going to be another thing that needs to be changed in this budget. And that should actually help with the deficit, the shortfall, right? You'll be assessed less central services.
Okay, if I...
Not by that much, by a few thousand.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Pardon?
I just said right. It should be more than 17% of how much to how much was T's
well,
for the amount. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm fine. Like I said, we're working on the budget right now, so I don't have the numbers in front of me. But anyway,
it should help by about $2,000,
$2,180.
Okay, so then yeah, Lizette.
If I hear Heath endowment again, I'll scream.
Well, it's part of our life now.
Nonsense.
Jane?
Yes, go ahead, Campbell.
Do we have a compendium of the motions from thus far this year regarding budgets? And I remember, what was it, the beginning of last year's budget season, there was a direction that we had from the PNB in regard to how we should proceed. But I think that insofar as the what we have done, it would be useful to have a compendium, a listing of those motions that have been taken thus far.
You know, there's minutes that go back years, and it probably would be useful to have a compendium of the
in
various
place,
motions
yeah.
that have been taken around the budget.
This year.
Our Paul could compend the ones that he's been around for, but I'd hate to ask him to ask to root through old minutes.
Yeah, that would be fine.
I mean, the motions that we've been passing since I've been secretary, and when I was unofficially somehow quasi-secretary last year, have been posted to the NFC list, and I could just, you know, go through those things and pull those out.
That would be very much appreciated, I think.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's see. So where does that leave us with KPFT? Susan's outlined a number of changes that she and the local finance committee would like to see.
Questions that we have asked, and then Brian brought up that additional issue. Did Brian or anybody else have other issues we need to look at?
You know, the big ticket item for me was the same bank fees thing that you're trying to resolve.
Right.
I mean, everything else where there's a discrepancy, it seems to be on the side of you're all being prudent and conservative in your assumptions.
Yeah.
Far be it for me to challenge any of that.
The other big thing, of course, is what our revenue projections are. And I think it is reasonable to say, you know, to have as our goal the 2008 listener support level.
The 2008?
Yeah.
And that's that was the same number, right?
Yeah. Okay. We're projecting lower for this year because we fell short on a couple of fund drives. This last fund drive, we met goal, but it'll be a bigger test for us for the fall fund drive.
You know, the problem with using 2008 numbers is that fiscal year ended like a week before the economy went off a cliff.
It also ended with election and a lot of very high intensity issues. So I understand that is a level of concern.
Well, Brian, are you concerned about the listener support in this budget?
Well, I guess what I'd like to see, sorry to be a broken record on this, on all the stations, is what we've had in past years, which is a list of how many fund drives you had in the prior years, how many days each one was, and how much
and,
they
and
raised.
And revenue per day. That's very helpful, Brian, and that's one of the things that I have asked for ourselves. And I'll add that to our list.
And I need to get that put together for KPFA to send as an addendum, because we should show somewhere in the budget document that we're adding days to the fundraising schedule.
And we have identified as one of the most critical issues that we are challenging management and ourselves with is reducing fund drive days.
Sure.
And it's not likely to happen with the increase, unless you're, well, Susan, do you have a? I know you did better on your most recent drive after you made your changes.
And let me just tell you that is really significant because
do you have a number like we did 5, 10, 22% better?
I think what we really did was to come up to our budget goals as opposed to falling short of our budget goals.
Okay, I have an answer for that.
Yes, go ahead, Grace.
It was about 10% above what the budgeted goal was.
Okay.
And that's a significant improvement because the KPFT winter fund drive was 27% under the budgeted goal. The spring fund drive was 10% under the budgeted goal, 9 to 10%, even with an effort to that was done out of house to renew lapsed donors, which was added to the fund drive numbers. So it was about 10% under the budgeted goal. So this is an incredible recovery. It's more than 20% over what could have been projected from the winter and spring drive.
Thank you very much, Grace, for making our case for us so effectively. I think another element of that is that very often when you make changes, because the changes were put into effect really basically 2 weeks before the next fund drive, and often there are, you know, there's a lot of resentment over the loss of programs that people like. So I think that there are two aspects of that. One is I think the changes in programming were done with a great deal of communication with the public. And also, I think that they have brought our programming more into line with sort of the current political environment we're in. So those are my thoughts on that. But still, we've got our fingers crossed.
Thanks so much, Susan. I'm really pleased with the upside at KPFT.
Fingers crossed.
We all should be.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah, it sounds like with the fact that fund drive projections are going up in recent history, you know, there is some reason to believe that you can do better than you did in 2009.
I guess the question is, as a matter of budgeting policy, what kind of written support do we want to see for an increase like that? I think LaVarne raised quite appropriately with the KPFA budget as well.
Well, it sounds like first you would definitely need a history of fund drives for the year.
Right, and I think you want detail on the budget year, what drives, what dates, so that you can see early on whether you're hitting your targets or not, and you can adjust if you're not.
Are these dates in here in the assumptions page?
They're not.
They don't put dates.
They just put months.
I see.
We'll go back and do that. I think that's a very valuable analysis, both for the general assessment and as a management tool in this coming year.
Okay. So once we get that, we will... is there other information, or are you willing to approach a policy, Brian, for how to, approve? Because we have in the past said you can't budget more than you made in the current year, which is what's going on here. And you're arguing that, well, we can because last year was anomalous and we've made some changes and we're actually doing better now.
I'm not entirely comfortable with it, but the other question I ask myself is, what is the consequence of missing? And at KPFT, the station still has reserves. So if it has a good management tool that lets it know early whether it's falling behind its targets, it has the money to cover very short-term deficits while it makes a course correction. So that's why I think the detail is important.
Okay, so we're asking for a detail. Okay, good. Well, is there any other issues around the KPFT budget? We'll have to pose our question both to the KPFT business manager and, I guess, to Efren about the double bank charges issue on line 75 and 1, whatever it is. And for me, Susan, I have no problems with the changes that you and your finance committee have outlined. I don't know if anybody else does. That sounds like if you can make those changes, that would be fine with me.
Excellent. I will. I'll report that to the Finance Committee, Duane and Markeisha. Thank you.
One quick question before we get off KPFT.
Go ahead, Grace.
Susan, do you know when your fall fund drive is going to be? Is it going to be in November?
I'm like Wendy. I thought it was going to be late October, but I'm not sure. That was my last information.
Okay, that's fine. I'll find out from Duane.
Susan?
Okay. Oh, hi, Alberto.
I'm back.
Do you know, Alberto, when the fall fund drive starts?
Yes, we're going to start on the second week of, going from the second week into the third week of October through the first week of November.
Great, okay.
And I think our fund drive is going to be 18 days. It might be 19 because it starts on a Wednesday and ends on a Wednesday, so I think it's 19 days for our fund drive, and our goal is $230,000. So we're actually starting, I want to say, as soon as the national face meeting is ended. I think we're starting that Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right.
After our face meeting.
Right. Yeah, that's right. We scheduled that so it would be right before your drive.
Yeah, and we scheduled our drive as soon as the national meeting was over. I think it's the other way around there, Jamie. So it's, I think, 19 days, I think Duane said.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Alberto. Okay, well, it sounds like we've done all with KPFT we can do now. And what is the pleasure of this committee? I believe we have a Pacifica Radio Archives budget we could look at if people are interested.
It's pretty late. Mr. Chairman, quick question.
Yeah, I think it's pretty late for me, too, but yeah, whatever the committee wants to do. Yes, Alberto?
Just a quick question. Did we put the K budget aside?
KPFK?
Yeah.
Yes, we did, because it was noted that we need the 12-month comparable forecast, you know, for the current year, actual plus forecast, so we have a current year number to compare to the budget.
Okay. Did we look at W by any chance?
We have not. We have got a draft budget from W, but...
It's the same situation. There was some information missing in it, right?
Is that correct? You know, I can't even remember.
They didn't have any comparison column.
Any last year numbers?
They're not in the new template.
I haven't had an opportunity to review it at all.
Okay.
Okay, so what we...
I'd like to make a little comment about the Pacifica Archive.
Go ahead there, Grace.
I agree that we should delay that, I think, since I think we're tired and we did a lot tonight. But, you know, the archives did get the American, whatever it is, archives pilot grant.
Yay!
Phase two, $100,000, which is really incredible. So they're going to have to, and that was just this week.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And that's not yet factored totally into their budget because they're going to have to hire staff in order to perform the what's specified in the grant. So that's something that couldn't have been calculated before.
There goes the grant.
What is the name of that grant again, Grace?
American Archives Pilot Project. It's specifically only for KPFA archives, having to do, I think it's between 1958 and 1975, having to do with the civil rights movement, LGBT issues, Chicano. Chicano.
Activism.
Activism and so forth. So that's what it's all about, preserving. It'll be cataloging, digitizing, preserving our whatever we can find in the KPFA archives or in the Pacifica archives related to KPFA material.
Excellent.
On those issues. So it's really an amazing thing. It's a CPB grant-funded, and it's supposed to be completed in 6 months. So this only was approved, finalized a few days ago, it's going to take a little bit of work to revise that PRA budget.
Mr. Chairman?
Do you all prefer to have it have the grant section of it in a separate from the PRA budget as a whole?
No.
Would that be easier for us all to digest?
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Okay, well, I'll hold that question there, Grace, and I heard Alberto's voice and Brian's voice. So go
which
ahead,
is
Alberto.
Which is directly related to Grace's question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, is there a possibility that the people that are going to be working on that $100,000 project be the same people that are involved currently involved with the archives? Is there a possibility that that can happen?
Go ahead, Grace.
I think that specific expertise is needed.
I think specific
expertise is needed to do part of the project. So I would say partially would be my answer.
Okay. If it's partial, Mr. Chairman, I would suggest that the $100,000 be incorporated into the overall budget, and just, you know, because there will be some people that are currently on the budget that will be probably utilizing, or not necessarily people, but maybe expenses that are going to be utilized out of the budget, which means that the PRA total budget will be reduced accordingly by whatever we will be able to utilize out of that $100,000 grant budget to help offset the expenses of the PRA overall 2010 budget. I think it should all be one piece.
Okay. Thank you, Alberto. That sounds fine to me. That makes sense to me. Brian, did I hear your voice at one point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it has to be. Our practice is you budget grants, and you budget the income, and you budget the expense, which
sure.
is within the whole budget
mm-hmm.
at every unit. The only thing, there's like three things I'd flag on this if you're doing a rewrite before our next meeting. One is that central services income is budgeted at $200,000 versus $146,000 this year. To PRA, and I know we still have to fill in the blanks from some stations, but it seems a little imprudent. They have a $107,000 surplus that they could probably swallow just reducing that expectation, but they shouldn't count on it. And listener support is up it's $250,000 versus a forecast of $153,000 for this year. Is that because they're adding a day of fundraising?
Great.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm
That's
back.
Right. Last year there was only one day, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was only one day last year, if I remember correctly.
And you know, as a little tidbit of information, Brian told me the other day that the archives has lost $130,000. A year in income because Democracy Now! Has taken over the sale of their show to the listeners. And that used to be an income stream, you know, the CD versions of the Democracy Now! Programs. That was a significant income stream to the archives. That doesn't violate our contract with Democracy Now!, but it has negatively impacted the archives.
We're going to have to deal with Democracy Now! Eventually, and I
Our
do mean it.
Our contract runs to 2012.
That's okay. Eventually is sooner than we think.
Yes.
It'll be here around the corner, and we're still all going to be around.
Okay. I don't
I'm serious.
I'm
not we will.
Sure about that, Alberto.
We will. Just mark my words.
You're not factoring in death by Pacifica.
Nope. No, ma'am. Have to be optimistic on this one.
Okay.
Thank you, Alberto. Okay, that was interesting. Okay, so that's Pacifica Radio Archives, and we decided that we would prefer the grant be integrated into the main budget for Pacifica Radio Archives.
And deal with it next week.
Okay, so are there any more questions?
Yes, I have one more, sir.
Go ahead.
I'm extremely concerned about what Grace just informed us, that Democracy Now! Is utilizing our income stream from the PRA, which is hurting, obviously, the PRA, and they need all the help they can get. Is there something that could possibly be done? And I'm not asking for an answer right now, but that management can go ahead and start thinking about what can be done.
Brian here.
Because go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, point of information first, Grace. What was that number? What was that loss?
Sorry, I have to unmute sometimes.
Sure, that's okay.
From $130,000 a year.
That's
lost
the
income.
Loss?
Yes.
That's a lot.
Big number.
That's a lot.
That's a big number. I'll verify it with Brian, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Yeah, I seem to recall that being the number. This is LaVarn.
Okay.
We have to factor that kind of thing in overall.
Well, we have to deal with it.
I just want to. I mean, let's keep in mind, Democracy Now under their contract has a right to sell copies of their show.
Absolutely.
And they've been doing this since that contract was signed. I don't know, what was it, 7 years ago?
I thought it was 2002.
Whatever.
Well,
whatever.
My point is, which is 7 years ago. My point is, 133,000 in tape sales in 2002. Does not translate into that much today because people listen to archive shows online now.
I'll find out the details.
Let's not overestimate the value of archived show sales because they're down everywhere across the board.
Okay. Let me get more detailed information about that. I'm not
sure.
Absolutely sure of the accuracy of what I just said. So let's get back to that and remind me, because we are on a public stream, to correct this information if
okay.
It turns out to be incorrect.
Okay, that's fair. That sounds fair, Grace.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any other issues, or should we adjourn for this evening and come back next Tuesday?
So moved.
I did want to go over our income statement at some point, but I recognize it's late in the East Coast right now. Are we already set for next Tuesday?
We could, but, if we're going to get through these budgets, we're going to spend most of the time on the budgets. How much time, if people want to take, if we could take 10 or 15 minutes for that now.
Go ahead, Brian.
Now would be the time. How much time do you think it would take?
I don't know. I had a few questions. I don't know if other people did.
Okay, let me, is everybody okay with that? Let's try. If we
does everyone have the spreadsheets?
I did send it around. If anybody doesn't have it, I can mail it to you. Let's say if we can finish this by 11 p.m., was that acceptable with everybody? Okay,
that would definitely keep my girlfriend from dumping me.
Here, no, Jeff. Yeah, that's very important to us on the finance committee.
We should get your girlfriend on the finance committee, Brian.
Yeah, right. Then you can spend more time there.
Which income sheet are we talking about? Are we talking about that August 20?
No, it's a different one. It's one that I sent around 3 days ago or something like this. Let me just look here. Sent mail. July income statement. I sent it September 13th. September 13th. I don't know what time it was.
July P&L? July 2009?
Yes, July 2009 consolidated and comparative P&L.
Okay. Got it.
I can send it again if people would like me to.
Got it.
Okay. So I guess nobody needs it. Good. Okay, so let's see. Brian, you had some questions about it. Why don't you go ahead?
The only two I looked at closely were WBAI and the National Office. And the thing that tripped me a little bit about WBAI is in the month of July, it's spending $50,000 more than budget. But it looks like only $13,000 of that is back rent. So it's $37,000 seems a lot to be over budget at a station that's not making central service payments.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Brian, why don't you finish your statement and then comment.
It looks like they're spending $9,000 a month, which is $6,500 over budget on freelancers in the news department there. I don't know, which is why I'm asking, but these seem like discretionary expenses, and it seemed like they should be a lower priority than starting to pay attention.
Can you tell us where what line you're on there?
Sure, the Stringer's budget is row 85.
Row 85?
No, news production acquisition, news service production acquisition hyphen Stringer.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. So that's the one overage that you're concerned about, row 85?
I was wondering if there's an overall take, I mean, on the combined 50,000 overage. It looks like is paying back rent, which actually should have been accrued when it came due, so I don't know why it's showing up on your central service, but showing up on your income statement, but it's there it is, your double budget on rental expenses, which I guess is your back payment.